From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thai officials say the first of three boys of a group of 12 and their soccer coach have been rescued from the cave where they've been trapped for over 2 weeks. There are reports that a fourth boy may be emerging soon. The boys are at a field hospital and are expected to be airlifted to a bigger hospital. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers are taking part in that rescue effort. Each of the boys will be accompanied by 2. Officials say it could take between 2 to 4 days before all of them are evacuated. Rain is falling in northern Thailand, where the boys and their coach are trapped on a small bit of dry ground deep in the flooded cave, adding urgency to the task of saving the trapped group. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to describe his conversations with senior North Korean officials as productive, even though North Korea issued a statement saying that Washington was gangster-like in its insistence for rapid denuclearization.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues. Some places, a great deal of progress. Other places, there's still more work to be done.
In Japan, where he met with Japanese and South Korean officials, Pompeo said the North Korean diplomats did not push back in his discussions with them. Pompeo added that sanctions on Pyongyang will remain for now. North Korea's foreign ministry said discussions with Pompeo were regrettable, and it accused Washington of attempting to unilaterally force Pyongyang to scrap its nuclear weapons program. At least 49 people were killed, more than 47 still missing in southwestern Japan because of mudslides triggered by torrential rainpour. More than 1.6 million people have been forced to flee their homes. The Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain fell. This is VOA News. NATO says a U.S. soldier was killed and 2 others wounded in what it called an apparent insider attack in southern Afghanistan. An investigation continues. The NATO-led Resolute Support mission has been in Afghanistan since January of 2015 to provide training, advice, and assistance to Afghan security forces. The force of some 16,000 troops includes service members from 39 NATO nations and allies. The UN Refugee Agency says it has had a permanent presence in Libya this year, providing humanitarian assistance and medical aid to refugees and migrants in detention centers. The UNHCR works with Libyan authorities to obtain the release of vulnerable refugees and their evacuation from Libya. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
The United Nations is expected to open a new transit center in Tripoli this month, which will have a capacity for 1,000 people. From this gathering and departure facility, candidates for asylum will be evacuated to a UN center in Niamey in Niger to complete their applications, which will allow them to be transferred to resettlement nations. Italy's new populist government recently intensified a crackdown on humanitarian rescue boats operating off Libya. UN officials say the crackdown effects and the Libyan Coast Guard's ineffectiveness at carrying out the rescue of migrants has caused the number of deaths at sea to soar, along with an increase in the number of people being held in Libyan detention centers. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. News reports said that there was at least one death in the 2 days of protest. The proposed fuel price increases followed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to stop subsidizing energy prices so more of the budget could be put toward social services and improved infrastructure. U.S. President Donald Trump will announce his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court Monday to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. George Washington University scholar Jonathan Turley says Justice Kennedy's record of casting critical votes in key cases leaves a void on the high court.
He leaves the court in a calcified state of a hardened left and right with nobody in that middle position.
John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center tells VOA conservatives now see a chance to solidify a majority on the Supreme Court for years to come. The announcement is likely to set off a major confirmation battle in the U.S. Senate, where Republicans hold a narrow majority there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.